AJ Hawk and Desmond Bishop did not practice today. They will not practice tomorrow, and they will be reevaluated on Friday.
Mike, Jason mentioned Chad Clifton also has a back
injury. Chad Clifton, yeah, also has a back injury that he's rehabbing, something that occurred during the rehab process with his hamstring.
Is that what has set him back a little further?
Or? Correct. Eric Walden, his situation is obviously under review, going through the legal process, no different than the process that the league has in place. So with that, we respect that. And based on the information we have to date, Eric will play in the game. That's really something that, we'll watch the process, gather all the information, and you know, those types of decisions are in-house decision anyways. So we've never discussed discipline publicly. So we're respecting the process and collecting the information.
Mike, you said Thursday that you guys, not to go too big picture, but you said Thursday that you guys hadn't talked at all about 16-0. I don't know if you had a chance to speak to your team in terms of what the approach is going to be or how they should answer questions.
Well, first off, I don't tell them how to answer questions. They know how I feel about the topics at hand in the media, but more importantly, with our football team, we're focused on 12-0 because it puts us in position to potentially win the division this week. So I've laid out the goals time and time again from the first day that we came together in training camp, and it hasn't changed. It's about winning the division, and once we accomplish that, we'll move on to the next goal, and that's home field advantage. And if we get to that point, then we'll talk about it.
Mike, having gone through the rigors of the three games in 11 days and then kind of having a mini bye, is that beneficial maybe to get a little rest for the home stretch here, the next five games?
I think it is. I think any time you can step away and from the game and the players have a chance to rest physically and mentally, emotionally, I think it's very healthy. So most of our players were here throughout the weekend, really caught up on a lot of rest, and I think it's very healthy. They had a ton of energy yesterday and today out on the field, and that's good, but it wasn't probably we weren't as efficient as I'd like in practice today. It was not a clean practice, and we'll look at that here at 2:00 and get ready for tomorrow. But we're definitely healthier, and we got a lot of energy, and I think that's positive.
Is it tough to get a read on the Giants because they're so hot and cold, it seems?
Well, I don't think you can really spend time worrying about the other opponent as far as where they are emotionally or their state. You study the film. The Giants have a lot of good football players. They're well coached. I have a lot of respect for Tom Coughlin, and they have a lot of experience. And where they are in their season, their record going into their home, and we expect a very physical football game, which is the case when we do play. It starts up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage, and that's what we're preparing for.
Mike, Jordy Nelson should be a known commodity in most defenses by now, and yet he's able to continue to get open and make big plays. What's he done?
Well, Jordy Nelson is a very good football player. He has been very consistent throughout his time here. You're just seeing him get opportunities on Sundays as opposed to, the opportunities that he gets throughout the week. There's no one surprised by the productivity that he's had this year because it's something that's gone on now for particularly the last 2 years on the practice field. And I think it's just really a reflection of how we operate offensively. And Aaron's done a great job of just running the offense, and, whoever who wins gets the ball. And Jordy's been winning a lot, and this is the product of it.
Is there something with his footwork that even though a defender might think that the ball might be coming again, he's still able to get some separation?
Well, I mean, his route principles are intact. I mean, as far as the way he runs routes, it goes back to his consistency. He's a very disciplined route runner. He's an excellent athlete for a bigger man. He's very easy to read. He has the relationship now with Aaron Rodgers, and they're definitely on the same page.
Mike, do you have a sense of how long Sitton will be out?
I do not. Josh won't make it this week, and we'll see how he goes through the rehab, and we'll talk on him next week.
Obviously, you want Chad Clifton back, but how much does Marshall's play kind of minimize the potential problem for you guys up there?
Marshall's done a good job for us, and he's has challenges every week, and no different this week. This defensive line is very skilled in the area of pass rush, and but Marshall, just his personality, his approach, and it's really carried over to his performance. He's a very steady individual, and I think he's improved throughout his opportunities. I'm very pleased with Marshall. Marshall was a game ball winner for his play in Detroit.
Mike, you held out hope that maybe this would be the game that Chad would be back. How significant do you see this back injury being for him?
I really can't talk. I don't know if it's 1 week, 2 weeks. It's something that, knocked us off schedule. We thought this would be the week he would practice. I didn't really know if he'd be able to play this week. So I think anytime you're dealing with backs, there's always a little more of an uncertainty, and that's in Chad's case.
And is Walden going to start?
I have every anticipation for Eric to start.
Mike, what's been your experience through the years as to how December, January, cold weather impacts offense and what you can do?
Well, I don't think it really impacts us a whole lot. Everybody thinks you throw the ball in the fall and you're running it in the winter. I don't believe in that philosophy. Really, the wind is always the challenge when you talk about bad weather. One thing about offensive football, whether you're playing in the rain or in the cold, you have to look to the footing, and the footing, in my opinion, favors the offense. They know where they're going. So. Our quarterback is very gifted with the ability to throw the ball in bad weather. He throws with excellent velocity. He has big hands. He handles the ball very well. He's very skilled with his ball handling. So, it won't change the way we play. You look at some of the cool weather games that we played, and we still played with four wideouts, five wideouts, and still just ran our offense.
Mike, how did Evan play on Thursday? And in general, is it kind of like Matt Flynn when he went into Detroit last year, where the guy may not play as well as you'd like getting thrown in, but given a week of preparation, he usually rises to the occasion?
I hope so. I think if you're using Matt Flynn's example, Matt was thrown into the Detroit game, had some opportunities, some he wished he probably had back, and then had a week of preparation and played very well up in New England. So. And I would hope that would be the case this week with Evan.
Coach Brandon Zane got some time on Thursday. It was about this time last year that James Starks emerged for you. It looked like he was running so fast, but is part of that just having fresh legs and a guy like Brandon being able to develop a package for him? He just looks fresher on the field because he hasn't had as much time.
Well, I think fresh legs are really for guys that have been out a while and haven't practiced. And Brandon's been here practicing, and our practice squad players do practice a lot. They take a lot of reps, but I just think it's a product of his preparation. He's prepared, did play a limited number of reps, and so I wouldn't particularly say he has fresh legs. I mean, he probably has fresher legs than some of our guys because they haven't played, but he's been here the whole time and does get a heck of a work week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, leading up to him being active. Well, to me, it's all about your structure and your culture. I mean, accountability is not defined the coach correcting the player. Accountability at the end of the day is about being accountable to the man next to you. So we have that here. We have a very healthy locker room. They're very competitive. They do get after each other for common fundamental mistakes, and I think is very healthy.